Sure. Most teams usually are by the time they get out of there. A measure of the improvement we had. We're hopeful we'll get, I don't know who they are, but we'll get some, possibly some bodies at different points on this next 2 weeks chunk of our schedule. So we may look a little different personnel-wise. But it doesn't make the task any easier. Prior to last night's game, Arizona had won 5 in a row at home. They're back digging out of that hole. So they're going to be real hungry. And the other teams, certainly there's no easy games on the West Coast.
Evander says he hopes to play on this trip. Is that?
Yeah, you really got to admire his pain level tolerance. But the doctors get the final say on this one. There has to be a certain amount of healing. That being said, this is going back to last year. He's played with some injuries that people don't play with. And you know, so he will be back absolutely the very first day he gets cleared to play, because he can play with an awful lot of pain.
Dustin Byfuglien, what was his status for today?
Yeah, both Byfuglien and Little will be in the lineup tomorrow and play normal minutes and be ready to go.
And secondly, you said you watched his video from all last year, every mm-hmm. game. And what do you see differently now from him as a defenseman?
Well, different expectations, I think, from a different starting point. All right. So it was a style of game, first and foremost, that the team had played for years. It wasn't just last season. There was a certain style of game, and he's got a skill set that can put up numbers in that style of game. We've changed what we want to be good at as a foundation of our group. We eventually would like to get to the point that you see some of that maybe more creative offense, but the foundation of our game has to be there first, and he's said okay and realizes that's the prerequisite for him staying as a defenseman. And he's been great at it. I mean, he's physically strong in his own end. He's learning when to go, when not to go. Almost the first time that there's not always a green light in what he's doing. But that's what, you know, offensive defensemen, the really great ones, pick the right spots.
Your players I've talked to look at this month and this road trip and like it. They like the challenge. They look at it. Is that how you approach it too? Do you want to sort of, let's see what we got and let's go?
You always get better in your most adverse times. Whether it's an injury or your schedule or whatever you're facing, trying to dig out of a hole, you got a chance to come out of that far better position mentally in terms of how you view your team, how tight that room is, than you're going in. And that's what we got going here. We got some guys that are coming back, and there's going to be some fights for jobs here, because some of these guys that have played have played very well. You know, they've competed well. We've won some hockey games in a tough situation, so we got some competition now to play on the team to get the minutes that they want. And so where do you earn that? You earn it in tough times. You earn it when you're up against it a little bit. So it's exciting, daunting, but exciting.
Do you look at it as fun, like this is going to be a great month?
Well, yeah, like the challenge is fun. I wouldn't say in the NHL you ever get to Groundhog Day, but, you know, you get a new guy that comes out on the ice that changes the dynamic a little bit, and you get that energy. You look at your schedule and say, we got a tough trip that brings a little extra energy. Feels like we haven't been on the road much for the last little while. You know, we've been in and out a little bit, so, you know, don't squeal the tires on the way to the driveway this morning, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Players sometimes talk about getting a boost when a player is acquired.
Yep.
Do you suspect that that'll happen with having some of your regulars back in the lineup?
Sure. It happened to me yesterday watching Toby pass that puck. You know, you forget about these guys and what they can do, and you get out and then they're big and they're strong and they can move, and you remember what they're good at. And then the other guys sense that too. So they got to go a little harder, a little faster. So, yeah. It's those, when you lose a guy for long enough, it's like a trade, right? You get a guy back from a longer-term injury, it's a new guy coming into your team.
Goaltending question, have you made any decisions for the following game?
Pat's going tomorrow.
Okay. Can you expand a bit on that, how your plan for the three games maybe?
We don't have one.
One at a time?
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow, and we'll go from there. It'll at some point look fairly close to a rotation in these. With, you know, you've got two sets of back-to-backs. We got a lot, you know, the travel on our off days, so we're going to have to make sure on the next day the guy going in is fresh.
Pavlik is so used to over the years being a workhorse. How do you see him handling this so far?
Really well. Like, he's practiced harder here in this stretch, and you know what? That's maybe not fair because he pushed himself in camp. But his practice habits are right on with the hockey teams now. And you can't expect that of your number one guy if he's at a 70-game clip. or and especially when you put into the travel that we've got such an unusual dynamic of the time zones and the travel that we did and the schedule early on. And I think that hurts a guy, that hurts some goaltenders. Some goalies, you know, they do get better in practice and they need that sharpness. I think it's been good for him. He's had some really good practice and pushed himself.
It acknowledges it's tough to maybe stay focused. It's hard work when you're not playing all the time. Sure. What do you see there?
That's the challenge of playing in the National Hockey League. Everybody's got something they got to work hard to be good at.
Paul, when you look at a guy like Ben Chiarot, does it maybe change or alter how you look at some guys in the system? Maybe given that extra opportunity or extra ice time may change team?
We spend more time talking about potential pairings, and it's a fool's game that coaches like to play because you never have everybody healthy, but what happens when? Who's the best player for him to play with? Does it make sense to leave him with Dustin because he's played well there? If you put everybody back in tomorrow, which we won't, what would you do? What would you do? You know, those are the games that we play. So what do we want? We want the best play out of every player we can, so we have to find the right pairings to do that. He's a young man, so he has that advantage. We look at this block and say, you know, don't overthink it. This guy's played very, very well. If he can continue to do that, we got a 23-year-old defenseman that we want to develop and make sure he plays some hockey. But it's also on him to do that, because the minute any of those guys slip, then there's going to be somebody there, you know, in that bracket that takes their ice. So he's done everything to this day. He says he's in the lineup, so he's playing. And if that doesn't change it, then he's staying in the lineup.
You talked about the excitement of seeing Toby back and the guys coming back. How has this process been for you? You know, losing this many guys, now kind of finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, guys coming back. How's this process been for you?
Well, I'm aware of the fact that when you get these guys back, first of all, they've been off a long time. So we've got to be careful about our expectations as soon as these guys come back that somehow this game gets easier. That's one of the things you deal with. You bring a new guy back into your lineup that's a big part of your team, and everybody takes a deep breath and says, well, we should probably win a little easier tonight with these guys back, and that's not going to happen. And I want to be respectful of the work. I mean, we're a positive 500 team right now since Toby's injury, and realistically, when we looked at them, and if we'd known that all of these guys were going to go down, we have said that our record would look like it does. I don't think I would have thought it would. I mean, they've done a great job. So they've earned something in this. They've earned the opportunity to stay in the lineup. So there's going to be a bit of a competition. For me, it's been great to watch it happen. When you aren't sure where your depth is on your back end, Dustin Byfuglien comes back and does what he have. You know, we found a top pairing D there. You can't get those guys. Nobody gives them up. And Ben Chiarot comes in, and now we've got a 23-year-old guy that we think not just, hey, this guy might play in the NHL. You start thinking, you know, what about his development at 23? He followed the perfect path. A few years in the minors, learns his craft, comes up, gets his first real opportunity, makes the most of it. So you found two guys that changes the dynamic of your group. Our defense is deeper right now than it was 3 months ago when we found that through injury. So it's been a great thing for us.
Roughly halfway through the year, how do you feel about where you guys are at right now?
I'm going to be careful. Randy Carlyle's name was out there. I said that we were okay, but you can get shot for saying that. So, yeah, we're all right. You know, we've started. I think there's a good agreement on what our identity is as a team. I think they like each other, which is really important. I think they play for each other in there. So the early stage is the starting of building an identity and a style of game and the kind of team that everybody understands. So, you know, your management looks at it, and this is the direction we want to go with our hockey team, and the players understand what we hold accountable in the locker room and what their standard they're held to, from fitness to practice habits to how we look in the game. And we're at coming into game 41, so nobody's thinking anything is set in stone. You know, we've got to prove this every single day.
We talked about Kane. Sorry, yep. Enstrom, Stewart, Bogo. You expect any of those guys to play this?
It's possible, this right? So, but what has to happen is, so this is how do you feel the next day is the stage that we're at. So we got two guys in the awful colored sweaters out there, and they go a little harder today than went yesterday. They got a good skate, but how do they react to tomorrow? So they come in, and if there's no swelling and they feel stronger, then they transition to contact. And then after that happens, once you're green lighted for contact, it's a question of conditioning. Very fortunate, you know, that all of the guys that are out, Jake's out, but he's, you know, his legs are fine. All four of them will be pretty darn fit by the time they get back. Like, I'm not really worried about that. So once they're green lighted full contact, they get through that full contact and come back to the rink the next day, and there's no change, they feel good, they're in the lineup.
Thanks,
Coach. If I can find the right guy to take out. We'll wait to see how he wakes up tomorrow. But he got through two full contacts. He was good today.
Yeah. Sorry, Gary, last one then.
Just back to pairings and stuff like that. You may have addressed this before, but when everybody comes back on defense, what happens to Byfuglien?
If Dustin Byfuglien plays the way he's playing defense.
Yeah.